You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Among the many local initiatives taking place here in Rome to mark the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity is an exhibition of seven paintings exploring the theme of reconciliation. The works are on display at the Anglican Centre, which this October marks the 50th anniversary of its foundation, following the first official meeting of a Pope and an Archbishop of Canterbury since the Reformation. The artist, however, is neither Catholic nor Anglican, but rather Greek Orthodox. Lefteris Olympios was born and raised on the divided island of Cyprus, representing his country at the 47th Venice Biennale exhibition. Though all seven paintings are based on religious themes, Olympios told me he draws inspiration from many other different sources.
First of all, I am an artist, and I don't want to put a label on my work that I am a religious artist or I am a portrait artist or I'm a landscape artist. I just follow my instincts always, and I do my themes are always what I feel in my heart. When I see something and it touches me, I want to work with it. So these themes of religious art started in 1989 with the project of deposition from the cross. I remember as a child that my grandmother took me from the hand and she brought me always to the church in the Holy Week. But the day which most of all the other days touched me more, it was Holy Friday. It was the day that they crucified Jesus and they put him from the cross to bury him. So that movement from the cross to the earth, I found it very, very inspiring for me. So I started to do this series of work of deposition. And after that work, it follows some other also inspired by religious subjects work, like the Hospitality of Abraham. I just visited the Mbenaki Museum in Athens and I saw this wonderful icon of Hospitality of Abraham of the 14th century from Constantinople. And the colors, the red colors, the golden background, I felt that I want to do something with this icon. And I did my own hospitalities thinking not only about religion, but thinking also the hospitality of my mother in our own house, how my mother received the guests and she puts them around the table, she cooked for them. So I did my own hospitality. So in this way, I don't do icons. My work can be in a church and give the feeling of religious, of spiritual feeling, but can be also a contemporary piece of art on the wall of a normal house.
You are from Cyprus, therefore you were brought up within the Orthodox tradition.
Yes, yes.
Icons, of course, are a very important part of the Orthodox tradition.
Yes, very important part. All the Orthodox churches, they have, of course, the iconostasy. It is a series of icons, Jesus, Maria, and John, the baptized, and other icons. So my whole life I am looking at these icons as a child and as an adult now.
And how much does these influences of your childhood then come through in what you're doing today?
Extremely. All my memories as a child, I use them now to do my own work, my own paintings. It is like a cupboard and I just open some drawers and I take what I need and use in my work from all these memories of my childhood.
How did you decide on the pieces that you were going to do for this exhibition here, the seven pieces on the theme of reconciliation?
I did not decide alone. We decided together with Dana English, who was the one who asked me to do this project for the Anglican Center. So we chose together these seven pieces with seven different subjects in which they give 7 different messages.
They range from the themes of the flight into Egypt, the hospitality that you talked about, an icon of Mary, also Saint Martin. Just take us through, perhaps, if you could, the themes and describe a little bit about the pieces that you've decided on.
Yes, I will start from the theme of the flight to Egypt, which I did a few years ago. It was in 2010. And I started to do this series of work. It was a very big series of work, inked on paper, which I presented in Amsterdam and in Cyprus. And it was the iconographic type which we see always, Maria with the child on the donkey and Joseph in front, which is pulling the donkey. But of course, that period, it was all these refugees coming from all these countries of war with the boats. So I started to make this combination, the fleeing to Egypt, why they went to Egypt, to escape from the danger, to escape from death. So all these people, they escaped to find a new country, a new life, to save their families from the danger. So this is what it is, this first work, which I call the journey to a better life. The second one, it is what I called Veronica, and it is the type of Veronica which is having in the hands the image of Christ, the image of Jesus, looking to find him. And I was influenced by all these images we see around the world from the war period, which all these mothers and families and sisters and fathers, they are missing their children. So we see the people keeping the photographs of their beloved ones, trying to find them. So I made this combination of Veronica with the missing people. In the background, I will use flags from the whole world, because I don't think there is a country in the world which does not have missing people after a war.
The third painting goes back to your original religious theme, doesn't it? That of the deposition again.
Yes, it is in deposition, but I don't call it this time deposition. I did not want to give this tragic end to this painting. I wanted to give another message. I wanted to give the message of hope. So at the far end of the painting, I put angel, which is coming to give the message of life, that the deposition is not the end of life, but it is the beginning of a new life. In the front of the painting, I put 3 women crying. In the second part, it is a deposition, but on the far end, it is the angel of hope. That's why I call it, this painting, not a deposition, but I call it the messenger.
And then again, the theme of hospitality you've chosen for this exhibition as well, haven't you?
Yes, the theme of hospitality, which is so ecumenical. It is again the hospitality of Abraham. You can see the 3 angels sitting on the table with Sarah and Abraham to the right and to the left. They serve them. And in front of them, there are a lot of people in the other side of the table, which they sit around the table looking, or they are also having dinner with the 3 angels. But the table this time, instead of having dishes like I did in my other series of hospitality, is full with fish, with the ichthus, which is a symbol of Christianity. In the background of this painting, there are 7 windows, which out of the window it is a dry desert. So I wanted to show this contrast of this warmth, hospitable in the house, hospitality in the house, and in dry, unhospitable desert outside.
This painting of Mary, the icon of Mary, is perhaps the most striking, to me certainly the most haunting of all the pictures here.
Maybe it is the most striking, but it is the painting which a lot of people, they did not understand. The rest of the seven pieces, a lot of people, they understood the message and what I wanted to say. But with this, I wanted to show the repression of the woman. That's why in the background you can see all these women covered with burqas, and they have only their eyes looking at the outside world. And I call this painting Mary, from Virgin Mary. And why? Because in Cyprus, a lot of paintings, a lot of icons of Virgin Mary, they are covered with a veil. They are covered with a piece of cloth, mostly with a lot of embroideries in it. And why? Because the face of Virgin Mary is so holy that a normal person is not capable to see it. It's so holy that they just leave a little corner just to worship it, just to kiss it, and the rest is covered. So I make this combination of these burqa-covered women with Virgin Mary, who is also covered, but for another reason.
And then the story of Constantine and his mother Helen.
Constantine and Helen, of course, with the cross in the middle. It is a very popular icon for Cyprus, Constantinos and Helena, because Constantine is the emperor who make the law of religious tolerance. He is the one who said to everybody that he can believe what he wants without any problem in 330. And that's why in the background you can see I wrote the three major religions, Christianity,
Islam, and Judaism.
So that's why I call it a matter of choice. You can have a choice for your religion. Nobody is going to punish you anymore. Yes.
And finally, the image of St. Martin dividing his cloak and giving it to the beggar.
Yes. St. Martin is a saint which is not belonging to the Orthodox iconography. We don't have him between the saints of the Orthodox Church. It is a saint which we have in Holland. It belongs to the Protestant Church. And when I had last year my exhibition in the Cathedral of Utrecht, Utrecht has as a protector saint, St. Martin. So they asked me there, the people, why don't you make also St. Martin? So I studied him and I read a lot about him, and I found it so touching what he did. I mean, it is the absolute charity person. He was on his horse coming into the city, Amiens, I think. And there it was that beggar who asked him to give him whatever he has, and he did not have anything to give him, no money, no food, anything. And what he did, he cut the half of his cloak and he gave it to this person. I found it so touching. And from the Matthew, I found a text which speaks about, I was hungry and you gave me to eat, I was thirsty and you gave me to drink, I did not have clothes and you gave me your cloth. So I wrote it in the background of this painting in Greek and in English.
So all in some way symbols of reconciliation and hope.
Yes, that's why we chose these seven different subjects with seven different messages. The message of religious tolerance, the message of hospitality, of charity, of hope.
And future projects?
I don't have for the moment any future projects, although I walk a lot around Rome and I get a lot of influence from all what I see around. I started to make some drawings and some photographs. Who knows?
May see you back here again sometime soon.
This for sure, yes.
Nefteris Olympias' work will be on display at the Anglican Centre in Palazzo Doria Pamphili until January the 31st.